I just came back from a little missionary journey to England.
and
to Africa. Myself and Elizabeth, we were in Ghana, Togo, and Nigeria. And it's interesting how they start a presentation in, for example, in Nigeria. The speaker says pro-life, and the audience responds, "Life is precious." The speaker says again, "Pro-life," and the audience responds, "Life is a gift of God." And the speaker says, "Pro-life." And they all respond, "Life is a precious gift of God." And they begin then to talk about what they're going to talk about. And this was even true the night before I left Nigeria. I spoke to a seminary that was educating young men for the priesthood throughout Nigeria. And there were 300 major seminarians there, preparing for the priesthood throughout all the Nigeria. And to hear those young men respond, "Life is precious, it's a gift of God." They will not forget that. It's rather beautiful. And now we have the modern world. Today we're going to reflect with you
and
reflect on the wisdom of God as communicated to us by the Holy Mother, the Church. In particular, in the documents on life, documents that have the word vitae of life attached to them, humani vitae of human life, donum vitae, the gift of life, and evangelium vitae, the gospel of life. One might ask, why are there three documents on life instead of one? And the reason is the church is a living, vital society, organism in the world today. And the church is or what has been reacting to the growth of a culture of death. And so as this culture of death increased, so the church had to keep responding with another statement about life. In the 60s, what was under attack, was family itself, as God intended it, and the process by which life comes into existence. And so it was that Paul VI reaffirmed the sacredness of family and the process of procreation as God intended. By 1987, what was under attack was life from conception in the womb to birth. And again, the Church, through the Sacred Congregation of the Faith, issued a statement. Called Donum Vitae, the gift of life. Defending the sacredness of life from conception unto birth. That God approved that document of the Sacred Congregation. It's absolutely clear, because the man who wrote the document was Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, and God put a seal on the document by making him Pope Benedict the 16th. He would not put a man as Pope who is leading us into error. By 1995, John Paul II issued the Gospel of Life, because he said life is under attack now. Not only before marriage itself, not only life from conception unto birth, but to the womb, it's from the womb to the tomb. A great part of the encyclical deals with euthanasia. And he proclaims we are now in a veritable culture of death. We have lost the culture of life. And it has to be restored. I make a distinction between intelligent people and wise people. I have met people with many letters or degrees after their names. Whom my mother and father, who had no degrees after their names, I received more wisdom from them than from the so-called intelligentsia. In some ways, some people are educated beyond their abilities. It's a tricky one to translate. You see, there's two types of knowledge. I call one productive knowledge, and the other is directive knowledge. A productive knowledge is knowledge which you get to help you make a living, that you're productive. Directive knowledge gives you wisdom. It teaches you how to live. Our educational system produces very intelligent, productive people.
Unser Erziehungssystem erzeugt sehr gute, intelligente, produktive Menschen.
But they are not wise.
Aber sie sind nicht weise.
They're without wisdom.
Sie haben keine Weisheit.
And a man who is not wise, a woman who is not wise, is dangerous.
Und ein Mann und eine Frau, die nicht weise sind, sind gefährlich.
You know, most of what you see on television, or what you read in novels and so forth, they only give you a slice of life. They don't allow you to see the whole. You cannot make a good judgment about anything unless you see the whole picture. You might be totally misled. If you walked into a movie in the middle of the movie, you may think you know what's going on, but you may be totally out of it because you don't know how that movie began and you don't know how it's going to end. And what you think you understand so clearly about, when you have seen the whole, you think differently about it. Now, there is a literary genre called the epic genre that communicates a wholeness, a vision in its work. Men such as Homer, the Iliad and the Odyssey, Virgil's Aeneid, the Latin poet Virgil and the work the Aeneid, are written in the epic genre. Dante's Divine Comedy, Milton's Paradise Lost, are written in this literary genre, the epic. The epic writer usually begins by asking the gods to inspire him or her to speak well about what they're about to say.
Schreiber, die epische, liturgische, beginnen damit, dass sie Gott bitten, ihnen das einzugeben, was sie schreiben sollen.
And then, before they begin, they raise questions.
Und dann, bevor sie mit dem Schreiben beginnen, kommen die Fragen.
Why do good people suffer?
Warum leiden gute Menschen?
Why does one generation begin and it ends?
Warum beginnt eine Generation und hört dann auf?
What is the nature of God?
Was ist die Natur Gottes?
Is God insane that good men suffer?
Ist Gott ungerecht, dass gute Menschen leiden?
Is there a purpose to life?
Gibt es einen Sinn für das Leben?
Is there a plan and order that's taking place in life?
Gibt es einen Plan, der geordnet ist für das Leben?
And if there is an order, how are we free?
Und wie, wenn es diesen Plan gibt, wie sind wir dann überhaupt frei?
Who is man?
Wer ist denn der Mensch?
Where has he come from?
Und wo kommt dieser Mensch?
Where is he going?
Wohin geht dieser Mensch?
And then what does the epic poet do?
Was macht dieser epische Dichter?
He begins to tell a story.
Und er beginnt, eine Geschichte zu schreiben.
A very entertaining story.
Eine sehr unterhaltsame Geschichte.
And you can be taken up with the story.
Und du kannst dann durch diese Geschichte mitnehmen.
But you must not forget
Aber du darfst nicht vergessen
the questions that were asked.
diese Fragen, die vorher gefragt wurden.
Because it's in the story that the epic writer is giving you the answer. But in the whole story, not the parts. And so from the parts you learn how they fit into the whole. And so when you finish reflecting on such works, you have wisdom. An intelligent person knows all the parts. A wise person sees the whole, the total vision. How the parts fit into the whole. Now what work that we possess is written in the same type of epic genre? Work. It is the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible raises great questions. And then it tells the story of salvation history. And in the story is the answer. But it is in the whole story that you find the answer. So for example, at the end of the Bible, in chapter 12 of the book of Revelation, you find the woman with in the heavens, clothed with the sun, the stars around her, who begets a child, and the child the devil wants to consume. But he cannot. And so he leaves the heavens and comes down to earth amongst men to get the offspring. And the battle between the woman and her son and the devil is only understood from the very beginning of the Bible, the book of Genesis. In the very beginning of the Bible, we're told that God made man in his image and likeness. God's pure spirit. If you're made in the image of God, you have a soul that's spiritual. And he told us that he made man male and female. In the image of God, we are all equal. A man and a woman are equal before God. He made us male and female, which tells us we complement each other. We need one another. And he told the man and the woman to multiply, to fill the face of the earth. And he blessed them in this way. And we're told the man and the woman came together. And we had the first marriage. And God blessed that marriage. He said, increase and multiply. And subdue the face of the earth. And he told them that when God looked upon his creation, he saw it was very, very good. the gospel of life. And we're told man and woman were not afraid of God. They were naked and had no sense of shame. They were going to live forever. And God intended from the beginning, when the man and the woman would work with God to conceive a child, at that moment of conception, God was going to infuse into the soul of the person divine life. And then comes the devil. And he appeals to man's pride. And says, there are no limitations. You can change what you are yourself, your nature. You can do whatever you want. You can be just like God. Don't think that you're a steward of God's creation. Think you're really the one who is the potter, not the piece of clay.
Denke nicht, du bist nur der Ton von Gottes Schöpfung, sondern denke, du bist der Ton, der den mit dem Ton erschafft hat.
And we are told they listened to the devil. They did not accept limitations.
Sondern nicht diese Gebote, die Gesetze, die Beschränkungen akzeptiert.
And when they did not accept limitations,
they lost everything.
They lost this new life that God was going to give at conception, divine life. For themselves and their children. They lost the integration, if you want, where the reason would control the passions and the passions would follow the reasons, but turned upside down, reversed.
Sie haben auch die Integration verloren, die Kontrolle über die Gefühle, und umgekehrt haben jetzt die Gefühle begonnen, das Ganze wieder auf den Kopf gestellt.
Only with pain now would a mother give birth. A man would labor with great difficulty. And they were afraid of God. They ran away from God when they heard him come. This is the culture of death. When man says, we have no limitations. Whatever we can do, we will do. We will not ask the question, may we, looking for wisdom. And we will destroy ourselves. Now, in the same book in Genesis, God said, I will send a woman and a son. And her son will crush the head of the serpent and restore the culture of life. And that promise is fulfilled in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation at the end of the story. When we speak of the woman in the heavens and her son, The promise has been fulfilled. And you can only understand the woman and her son at the end of the Bible by recalling the woman and her son who was promised, and in what context in the beginning of the Bible. Then when you look at any part, you look now and you see the whole, you look with wisdom. You know, we have various senses, eyes, ears, and we see things, we feel things, we touch things. But you know, you and I take for granted that what we have is something that brings all those senses together and identifies with this one object. Philosophers call that common sense.
Und die Philosophie nennt das Common Sense, gemeinschaftliche Erkenntnis.
That enables us to take all the knowledge we're gaining through the various senses, put them together, and identify with one object.
Das eben uns fähig macht, mit allen Sinnen etwas wahrzunehmen, das zusammen als ein Objekt.
An extension of the word common sense, this philosophical word, we use for a person who is able to see things as a whole. They use common sense.
Also eine Ausdeutung, Auslegung des Begriffes common sense ist eine Person, die einen totalen Überblick hat, einen Blick hat.
They're wise.
Dann ist eine Person weise.
Like my parents. They had common sense. They were wiser than many intelligent person I have met. With all of their degrees. Now, in the world today, the one who provides us with wisdom that enables us to see things as they are, not only as we know them by way of our senses, not only by way of how we understand things with our mind, but we have a further vision of how we understand things in the light of faith. Because the only real world is the world of senses, mind, and faith. You know, when I was in Africa, in the evening frequently the lights would go out. I don't mean for 5 minutes. The light was out until the sun came up. Often enough, I was just unpacking in a room when the lights would go out. I spent most of my night walking into walls, trying to find my little luggage. Now, but because it was dark, it would be foolish of me to say that those who have light to see do not see more than I do in the dark.
Wäre es dumm gewesen zu sagen, diejenigen, die jetzt ein Licht haben, sehen mehr als
God gave you the gift of your senses. Be grateful to God. God gives you an intellect. You can know more than an animal just with senses. But God gave you another great gift of sight. The gift of faith. And that world is as real as the world that you see with your senses or know with your mind. The world that you know with your faith. And it is the only world that exists. And those who do not walk in faith or reason or senses are not fully in light or in the real world. The church gives us the wisdom of God that comes from all of these. The church looks at man with a total vision, understood from senses, intellect, and faith.
Die Kirche schaut auf den Menschen mit einer totalen Vision oder Sichtweise, die er verstanden wird aus dem Glauben, aus den Sinnen und aus dem Verstand.
And the church must proclaim this to the world. We can be very sincere in doing things, but we can destroy ourselves. Sincerity. I spent a bit of time on this idea because it's key in Humani Vitae. The first key paragraph, which I would bring to your attention in the papers that you received in Humani Vitae, is section 7. In section 7, I will read it in English and you will do immediate translation into German. You can let me know if this English is a good translation of the German. And if it is not, we'll correct it. In section 7, it speaks about a total vision of man. And the Holy Father says this: the problem of birth, like every other problem regarding human life, is to be considered beyond partial perspectives, a slice of life, making a judgment, you see, on this part, that part. You must make a judgment about man and what man should do only in the light of who is man, what is man. You see? So he says, the problem of birth, like every other problem regarding human life, is to be considered beyond partial perspectives, whether of the biological, or the psychological, or the demographic, or the sociological order. But in the light of an integral vision of man and of his vocation, not only his natural and earthly, but also his supernatural and eternal vocation. So, if a person
says, Kapitel 7 von der Gesamtschau des Menschen. Er sagt, die Frage der Weitergabe menschlichen Lebens fast wie die andere Frage, die das menschliche Leben angeht, nicht nur unter biologischen, psychologischen, demografischen, soziologischen Gesichtspunkten gesehen werden. Man muss vielmehr den ganzen Menschen im Auge behalten, die gesamte Aufgabe, zu der er berufen ist. Nicht nur seine natürliche und irdische Existenz, sondern auch seine übernatürliche ewige.
Okay. Today do we not just we justify the use of contraceptives or abortion, even the death of our parents. On biological reasons. The child is going to be retarded. The child is going to be very sick. Or financial reasons. Mom and dad can't afford another child. Or demographic reasons. There are too many people. Or sociological reasons. Or whatever one of reasons you want to give. And that cannot be the basis for making a judgment about what man should do or not do. What determines the rightness or wrongness of an action is what is in conformity with who is man and what is man. So we must go back and ask, who is man? And the church in her wisdom begins to enlighten us. We say man, well, is made in the image of God. Has a spiritual soul. God is pure spirit. So man will live forever. But man is different from the angels. The angels have no bodies. But we do. So man is an embodied spirit, if you want. Man is the union of body and soul, acting as one. We're neither animals without minds and intellect and soul, nor are we angels of God without bodies. We are a substantial unit of body and soul. To have a human act, it must be the body expressing, it must be the spirit, the soul of the person expressing itself through the body. The body and soul must act as one. You cannot treat the body as something apart from yourself. The act itself must be the expression of a person, the soul, through the language of the body to another. Now, what you are is what we call your nature. Who you are, we call you are a person. What you are, or your nature, is determined by your purpose. What is, so you make something. You first have the idea. You have a purpose, and that determines what you make. And if you use what you have made according to your idea, it achieves the purpose for which it was made. It's called perfection. And an intelligent person thinks of things in terms of what the philosophers speak about as the causes, the final cause, the efficient cause, the formal cause, all the things that, why are you here, for what purpose, what is your nature, how do you act according to your nature? I think it was St. Thomas said, "Axio sequitur esse." You recall that?
St. Thomas for a queen.
Yes. Axio.
Das Handeln folgt aus den Gedanken.
The actions, your actions should follow from what you are.
Die Aktion, die du machst, sollte eine Folge, eine Konsequenz sein von dem, was du bist.
What you are, you find out by reflecting on what you are with your intellect.
Das, was du bist, kannst du erkennen, indem du darüber nachdenkst, durch deinen Intellekt.
That you're able to act, that is with your will, your freedom.
Dass du dann aber entsprechend handelst, das hängt auch von deinem Willen. Du hast die Freiheit dazu.
But if you disconnect freedom from truth,
und wenn du jetzt die Freiheit trennst von der Wahrheit,
if you disconnect the action from what you are or your nature, you will never become what God intends you to be. You will never reach perfection. For you to change what you are, to change your very nature, would be acting as God. Our job is to take the intellect that God gave to us and to reflect on what we are, and with our wills to conform to what we are. Then we can reach perfection. In the new creation, our faith enables us to know what we are, new creatures in Christ. And our will, empowered by the virtues, enable us to become what God intends us to be, images of Christ Jesus. Let me make this clearer. Your eyes, the purpose of your eyes is to see. That's not too difficult. You have ears. The purpose of your ears is to
hear.
Suppose your eyes begin to lose the ability to see. I was looking for my glasses. Okay, I found my glasses. Okay, see? Now, if nature, my eyes, which are made to see, begin to lose an ability to see, I can use an artificial means. To help me to see. And so I put on my glasses. when did you get here? Where'd you come from? it's a whole new world. Okay, suppose I'm losing my hearing. I can use an artificial means to help me to hear. It's called a... It's called a hearing aid. I am helping nature to achieve its purpose using my head. But suppose I took this dumb pen and put it into my eye, or put it into my ear, you would take Father away gently. You would say our leader has gone crazy. He's acting against his sight, against his hearing. Contra, against sight, against. Now, you don't have to be a genius to figure out the difference between a man and a woman. A woman is much more complicated than a man. Physically. The changes that take place in a woman each month, from the time she's a young girl, 10 to 12, 14 years old, to 45, to 45 to 50. In one sense, she has nothing to do with it. It's there by God's design. The hormonal changes that take place to prepare for the possibility of conception. To nurture a new life if it is conceived. To allow that new life to be born and to be fed and to be cared for. It is miraculous. It is something that a man should look at with awe. This life-bearing power that God has given to a woman. Now, as you know, in each month there's a cycle, but a woman only can conceive a very short time in that cycle. Only one day. Ovulation takes place one day. All the rest she cannot. Now, there's this. Surely I don't care. she's better looking than Deepak. She's prettier. Okay. By God's design, I said, ovulation takes place one day in the course of the monthly cycle. Now there's a special mucus that is, if it is present, the male's contribution, the seed of life the male shares, it can be kept alive and fertile for 72 hours, waiting for this moment of ovulation.
Wenn es diesen speziellen Schleim gibt, der abgegeben wird, dann werden auch die männlichen Samen befähigt, länger zu überleben und auch länger befruchtungsfähig zu sein.
Now, this moment, say, of ovulation,
dieser Moment der Ovulation,
for this conception, so because of this mucus, there's like 72 hours that conception could take place. Now, with what they call natural family planning, we can. It is easy to read the signs in a woman's body that indicate that ovulation is about to take place or it's over. Now all the rest of the cycle, a woman couldn't conceive even if she wanted to. You see, the man is always fertile.
Der Mann ist immer fruchtbar.
He's always the problem. The woman is not. But if the man was as unfertile as the woman, the human race would shrink off the face of the earth.
Wenn der Mann jetzt die Frau unfruchtbar macht, dann verschwindet die Menschheit. Wenn der Mann so unfruchtbar wäre wie die Frau, dann würde die Menschheit von der Erde verschwinden.
Surely, if the man could only conceive one day in the month, and the woman one day in the month, and you had to try to coordinate this, we would all just disappear.
Also wenn der Mann nur einmal im Monat fruchtbar wäre und eben die Frau einmal im Monat fruchtbar ist, wie sie eben ist, dann, und das müsste man koordinieren, dann würden wir aussterben.
So the wise God. That's man be the problem all the time. Now, think about this. A woman cannot conceive through most of the cycle. Just as a footnote, we have women taking pills, contraceptive pills, every day, which are absolutely useless, because she couldn't conceive even if she wanted to. But those pills cause harm physically to her body every day. Would you say the medical profession is crazy? Or the women who keep taking these pills every day when they couldn't conceive, are they crazy? Would you say there's a lack of wisdom in the world today? Yes. Yes. Now, the Almighty God gave the gift of life-giving powers to a woman and to a man. Your gift of fertility.
Das Geschenk der Fruchtbarkeit.
And in God's design,
und nach Gottes Plan,
God intends
hat Gott vorgesehen,
this gift of one person being given to the other
dieses Geschenk, das eben eine Person oder andere Person
should be given when?
Soll wann gegeben werden?
Today, you turn on television, you watch movies.
Heute, wenn ihr das Fernsehen einschaltet oder Filme euch ansieht,
boy meets girl.
Trifft der Junge ein Mädchen.
Boy and girl are already given a gift.
Und Junge und Mädchen geben sich ständig dieses Geschenk.
They don't even know who the other is.
Sie wissen nicht einmal den Namen des anderen.
No, what God intends is a man and a woman meet.
Gott hat vorgesehen, dass sich Mann und Frau treffen.
They build up a friendship.
Sie bauen eine Freundschaft auf.
They start to grow one in mind and one in heart.
Sie beginnen im Herzen und im Sinn eins zu werden.
There's a physical attraction between each of them.
Es gibt eine körperliche Anziehung zwischen ihnen.
And then they want to give themselves totally, completely to each other, including their gift of life, of fertility.
Und dann möchten sie sich völlig aneinander verschenken, eben auch in diesem Sinn dein Leben hervorzubringen.
And the only way you can give the gift of fertility or life to the other is through what we call the sexual act.
Und die einzige Möglichkeit, eben dieses Geschenk des Lebens dem anderen zu geben oder fruchtbar zu werden, ist dieser sexuelle Akt.
But that sexual act must be an expression of a love of this person for the other person, where they give a total giving of themselves to each other.
Aber das muss eben verbunden sein, also dieser sexuelle Akt muss verbunden sein mit der Intention, sich den anderen so sehr zu lieben und sich völlig an den anderen hinzugeben und ihm dann auch dieses Geschenk zu geben.
And the total giving of themselves, including the gift of fertility,
diese völlige Hingabe sich selbst, das auch dieses Weitergeben des Lebens ermöglicht.
First, they see the consequence of this act, which is life.
Sie sehen daraus an die Konsequenz dieses Aktes, der im Leben hervorkommt.
First, they understand from the beginning God made them male and female.
Sie verstehen es von Anfang an, dass eben Gott selbst Mann und Frau geschaffen hat.
And God calls this man and this woman to cooperate and be partners with God.
Und Gott beruft diesen Mann und diese Frau, mit ihm zusammenzuarbeiten und sozusagen ihm zu helfen.
In bringing a human life into existence.
Ein menschliches Leben, also in Existenz zu rufen, ins Leben zu rufen.
And when this life is conceived, God also acts besides the man and the woman.
Und wenn dieser neue Mensch empfangen wird, dann ist auch eben Gott, der da handelt in dieser Verbindung.
God creates a human soul.
Gott schafft eine menschliche Seele.
When you came into existence,
als ihr empfangen wurdet,
it required a new act of creation on the part of God. And every time a human life comes into existence, the world is altered and changed forever. Because God acts and creates the human being. It's a man and a woman and God.
Es ist ein Mann, eine Frau und Gott.
That bring a human life into existence.
Neues menschliches Leben,
humans cannot reproduce themselves.
Menschen können sich nicht selbst reproduzieren.
Reproductive rights has nothing to do with human rights.
Reproduktive Rechte haben nichts mit Menschenrechten zu tun.
Animals reproduce themselves. Humans only come into existence by a special act of God. In this case, God acting with a man and a woman. We call that procreation. To procreate. So, a human, the purpose of the act of sexuality,
also das Ziel dieses sexuellen Aktes,
is a man and a woman are saying, I love you.
Ist, dass ein Mann und eine Frau zueinander sagen, ich liebe dich.
An Almighty God to allow a man and a woman to nurture their love for each other.
Und Gott, der es eben erlaubt, dass ein Mann und eine Frau sich gegenseitig diese Liebe zeigen.
Expressing it in the language of the body reserved for only for married people.
Gott hat eben dann diesen Akt eingeführt für diese beiden, die sich lieben. Diesen Akt, der eben nur für die Ehe gilt.
By God's wise design.
Nach Gottes weisen Plan.
Human life could not be conceived.
Kann neues menschliches Leben nicht
it nurtures the love between the couple.
Es braucht die Liebe dieses Paares zueinander.
And they're taking, modern world hasn't taken contraceptives all during this time for useless or nothing.
Und die Welt nimmt sinnlos, also diese Verhütungsmittel, wo es sowieso nicht geschafft und gezeugt werden kann.
When it comes to the time in that cycle,
wenn es in diesem Zyklus der Frau an diesen Punkt kommt,
when God is now present to act with man and woman,
wo Gott da ist Gott dann anwesend, um mit Mann und Frau gemeinsam zu agieren.
When that incredible moment comes, when, so to speak, God has not given up on the human race,
wenn dann dieser Zeitpunkt kommt, wo man sagen kann, Gott hat die menschliche Rasse nicht vergessen, nicht aufgegeben,
because another child is born and conceived.
Wenn ein neues Kind empfangen wird und dann geboren wird.
God is, life is precious.
Das Leben ist wertvoll.
Life is a gift.
Das Leben ist ein Geschenk.
There's no such thing as the right to life.
Da gibt es kein Ding wie das Recht auf Leben.
Life is a gift.
Leben ist ein Geschenk.
We only have a right in relationship to someone else not touching this gift of God.
Wir haben das Recht, dass eben in einer Beziehung dieses Geschenk des Lebens, also das Gott geschenkt hat, nicht berühren dürfen, nicht anfassen dürfen.
We have no right in sense it's my body, my choice, my rights. Nonsense.
Wir haben kein Recht zu sagen, es ist mein Körper, mein Recht, meine Wahl. Das ist Nonsens.
All we have is gratitude, responsibility and stewardship over this precious gift of God given to us.
Das Einzige, was wir haben, ist eben Verantwortung für dieses Geschenk, das Gott uns gegeben hat.
Now, the church says this. When this moment comes,
die Kirche sagt Folgendes, wenn dieser Moment kommt,
to deliberately, to consciously to shut out God and life
Gott und das Leben auszuschalten.
From this act within the cycle,
also auszuschalten aus diesem Akt, in diesem Zyklus,
when God and life could come to you,
wenn Gott und das Leben zu dir kommen könnte.
Well, it's like taking a pen and put it in your ears. Everybody say you're crazy. Or a pen and put in your eyes, you're twice as crazy. To take the act and shut out God and life. To go contra, against the beginning, conceptio, contraception.
Zu agieren gegen die Empfängnis.
Or destroy the life after it's conceived.
Oder das Leben zu zerstören, nachdem es empfangen ist.
Or to sterilize yourself so the act is meaningless.
Oder sich zu sterilisieren, so dass der Akt ohne Bedeutung ist.
Or to take pills beforehand that will make this act that you can't give the gift.
Oder Pillen vorher zu nehmen, dass es gar nicht, also dass man in diesem Akt gar nicht zu diesem Leben hervorbringen kommt.
It's all insane.
Das ist alles sinnlos.
It's immoral.
It's
intrinsically evil.
Es ist ein Übel.
It is going against the very nature and design of God.
Es geht völlig gegen den Plan und die Natur, die Gott eben gemacht hat.
And as a people, you will perish.
Und als Leute?
As a people, you will perish.
Als Mensch, als Volk wird man untergehen.
It is still Satan saying you have no limitations, you can do what you want.
Und es ist nach wie vor Satan, der sagt, du hast keine Begrenzung, du kannst tun, was du willst.
And suddenly there are no people in Europe.
Und plötzlich gibt es in Europa keine Menschen mehr.
Every nation is dying.
Jede Nation ist stirbt.
And you have changed the purpose of that human act of sexuality.
Und wir haben diesen Zweck, dieses Ziel, dieses Aktes zerstört.
Which is the very contract of what marriage is about.
Das ist dieser spezielle Akt, wofür die Ehe ist.
You have taken that act and you have performed it in such a way that you took the essence of the contract back.
Und man hat diesen Akt so verändert, dass man eigentlich den Sinn oder den Inhalt, um den es geht in diesem Vertrag sozusagen, herausnimmt.
I cannot use that special language of the body because I have not entered into a contract of marriage with anyone.
Ich kann diese Sprache des Körpers nicht verwenden oder anwenden, solange ich nicht sozusagen den Vertrag geschlossen habe, der dann notwendig ist.
But if a person has entered into the contract,
und wenn eine Person in diesen Vertrag eingestiegen ist,
and then in the act itself, the very essence of the contract is taken out.
Und dann ist eben dieser ganz spezielle Teil dieses Vertrages, oder wegen dem der Vertrag gemacht wurde, wird dann herausgenommen.
It makes a mockery of the contract.
Das macht den Vertrag sinnlos.
It is no longer the toll giving of one person to the other person.
Es ist nicht mehr die volle Ganzhingabe einer Person an die andere Person.
Including the gift of your fertility.
Wo eben dieses Geschenk der Fruchtbarkeit eingeschlossen ist.
You have taken back the gift.
Du
So a contraceptive act is not only in violation of procreative but of the unitive aspect of marriage.
Also diese Verhütung, also wenn man Verhütung verwendet, da wird eben nicht nur, also da werden die Aspekte der Ehe herausgenommen.
And you have now changed the nature of marriage.
Und dann hast du die Natur der Ehe verändert.
Before the so-called contraceptive pill,
vor der Zeit der sogenannten verhütenden Pille,
the purpose of sexuality was love and life, cooperating with God.
War eben der Sinn oder der Zweck dieses sexuellen Aktes, gemeinsam mit Gott zu agieren, sich zu lieben und Leben zu geben.
God wisely attached pleasure to this act that mankind might use it.
Gott hat diesen Akt sozusagen eingesetzt, damit der Mensch ihn auch verwenden kann.
For example, you eat that you may live.
Zum Beispiel, man isst, damit man leben kann.
That you would eat, God makes it pleasurable.
Damit du isst, hat Gott es zu einem Genuss gemacht.
When you lose your appetite, we have to spoon feed you or intravenous.
Wenn du den Appetit verloren hast, dann muss man dich intravenös ernähren.
Until you get your appetite back.
Bis du den Appetit zurückbekommst.
But suppose you get so you enjoy eating. The pleasure, that instead of eating to live, you live to eat. You become big. You explode. Now, that others may live, God makes the sexual act very pleasurable. But if you become overattached to the pleasure, instead of the act, the sexual act being that others may live, people begin to live for the pleasure. And when you disconnect God and life from the act,
und das Leben von dem Akt trennst,
you've changed your nature.
Dann hast du deine Natur verändert.
You changed the purpose of human sexuality.
Dann hast du den Zweck, das Ziel des, der menschlichen Sexualität.
Suddenly the purpose of sex, the ultimate purpose of sex, is pleasure.
Plötzlich ist der einzige Sinn und Zweck der Sexualität der Genuss.
And we can now separate it from life and God and love. And so the implications of a contraceptive act is beyond anything you can imagine.
Und deshalb ist auch dieser Akt, wo diese Verhütungsmittel verwendet werden, sehr.
When we separated the act of love and sexuality from God and life, it becomes impossible for you to argue against homosexuality.
Dann wird es für uns sehr schwierig, gegen die Homosexualität zu wirken.
On what basis? You don't like it?
Auf welcher Basis soll das gehen, wenn du es nicht magst?
It's distasteful to you? On what basis?
Sorry?
It's distasteful to you?
Es ist für dich grausig.
You have no rational basis for arguing against it. And so in America, with the contraceptive also came the growth of the homosexual community and lifestyle.
So ist in Amerika eben mit der Verwendung von Verhütungsmitteln auch die Homosexualität gestiegen.
Indeed, around the world.
Und rundherum in der Welt ist das so.
And the only way you can say it's a disorder,
der einzige Grund, um zu sagen, es ist eben nicht in Ordnung, es ist eine
Unordnung, is if you say there is an order, there is a design, there is a plan that must be conformed to.
Ist, wenn du sagst, es gibt eine Ordnung, es gibt einen Plan und nach dem soll man leben.
But if you are not conforming to it,
aber wenn wir nicht danach leben,
if you're saying, oh, we love each other, that's all, it's self-sufficient,
wenn wir sagen, wir lieben einander,
then you cannot argue against other lifestyles.
Dann kann man gegen andere Arten zu leben, die Sexualität zu leben, nicht argumentieren.
Plus you now have put you put a hatchet right through the concept of family
und man schlägt sozusagen in das Konzept der Familie hinein.
You have separated life as God intended it to be conceived and born and loved in the context of family.
Man hat erreicht, dass es eben diese Idee, dass Leben in einer Familie zur Welt kommt und dort auch dann also geboren wird und aufgezogen wird, in dieser üblichen Familie verloren.
You have made this act of total love and self-giving into an act of pursuing pleasure in which the woman becomes an object, not a person loved, but an object of gratification.
Es ist verwandelt worden in einen Akt, in einen Akt, wo es nun den Genuss geht, wo der andere zum Objekt wird.
Who is easily replaced?
Und dieser andere kann sehr leicht ersetzt werden.
You see, if it's an I love you, no one can replace the I and the you.
In einem Ich liebe dich kann niemand das Ich und das Dich ersetzen.
Whereas I love pleasure, anyone can replace you.
Wenn es heißt, ich liebe den Genuss, dann kann ich jeder ersetzen.
And this pursuit of pleasure has resulted in the explosion of pornography.
Und diese Sucht nach Genuss hat auch in diese Explosion der Pornografie geführt.
Throughout the Western world.
Durch die ganze westliche Welt.
But even more than that. Even more than that, we opened the door to eugenics. We opened the door to creating once again a perfect race. The same science and technology that said we can separate the act of sex from life and God said now we will have life without love and sexuality. And we'll get on with correcting God's mistakes, which will be taking us into Donum Vitae. You see. So that the key in Humani Vitae is it expresses the wisdom of God. And why is the church concerned about this contract called marriage? Because this total self-giving God raised to the level of a sacrament.
Gott hat diese völlige ganze Hingabe zu einem Sakrament erhoben.
When you attack marriage, you're attacking the church.
Wenn du die Ehe attackierst, attackierst du die Kirche.
When you attack the very one of the seven sacraments.
Wenn du eines der sieben Sakramente attackierst.
And you see, God said that as a man loves a woman,
Gott sagt, wenn ein Mann eine Frau liebt,
she and the man love as Christ loves the church. Not as if,
nicht so als ob,
but as,
es ist so,
says St. Paul. This is a great mystery, he says. See, he says, this is a great mystery. When a man is loving a woman and a woman is loving a man, it is Christ loving the church, loving each other.
Wenn ein Mann eine Frau liebt und die Frau den Mann liebt, dann ist das wie Christus der Kirche.
He doesn't say as if. There's no mystery in something is a pretension, something that is similar to. The mystery is it is.
Er sagt nicht, es ist so, wie wenn das ist, sondern er sagt, es ist so.
St. Paul concludes in Galatians and says, this is a great mystery.
Paulus sagt, es ist ein großes Geheimnis.
That a man and a woman are administering one of the seven sacraments of the church. They are not only given the gift of life and of themselves to each other, they are given the gift of Christ and God to each other.
Sie geben sich nicht nur das Geschenk von sich selbst und das Geschenk des Lebens an den anderen, sondern sie geben sich das Geschenk von Christus an den anderen. Also sie schenken gegenseitig Christus.
And so what you're doing is, you are in attacking this act.
Und wenn du diesen Akt attackierst,
that it's no longer this total giving of Christ to the church, and the church to Christ, the man to the woman to the man.
das eben bedeutet, dass Christus sich an die Kirche schenkt und die Kirche sich an Christus schenkt, eben der Mann, der sich an die Frau schenkt und die Frau, die sich an den Mann schenkt.
How do we know this? How do we know this? With that further light, not simply of senses, not only of intellect, but through the faith, we get this wisdom of God. This is the only world that really exists if we had eyes to see and a mind to think and a faith to see. And this world is under attack and being destroyed, this magnificent creation of God.
Diese Welt ist eben in Gefahr, zerstört zu werden, diese Schöpfung, die Gott durchführt.
By this whole technology of contraceptives, abortion, sterilization, and on and on and on you go. Alright, this part anyway, okay. They're all interconnected, you see, because the church had to react as this culture of death grew. We're only seeing the fruits now of the rejection of the church's teaching in regards to Umari Vitae.
We're seeing the fruits jetzt, die gekommen sind durch dieses Ablehnen von Umari Vitae.
By people saying there's no such thing as marriage.
Und Leute sagen, es gibt sowas wie Ehe nicht.
The growth of homosexuality, pornography, the breakdown of marriage itself,
das Zusammenbrechen der Ehe selbst,
and the diminishing populations of the wealthiest countries in the world.
Und das Minimieren von den Völkern der Erde.
And of course the death of the church.
Und das heißt, bedeutet den Tod der Kirche.
A destruction of God's wonderful, beautiful plan and design.
Und die Zerstörung von Gottes wunderbaren Plan.
In the encyclical, I will do it because I only have 2 minutes now. I will finish up Umari Vitae in the next talk, okay, and we'll go into Donum Vitae. Right?
Also, wir werden dann später uns Donum Vitae zuwenden.
Okay. But what?
Beim nächsten Vortrag machen wir Umari Vitae und dann fertig.
Okay. The next talk is when?
At 2 o'clock.
Okay, next talk is at 2 o'clock. But what I want you to do is, you have Umari Vitae.
You have Umari Vitae bekommen.
It would be good to read it. It contains the wisdom of God.
Es zeigt, enthält die Weisheit Gottes.
It gives you a vision that others do not give. You
es
see?
Gibt eine Vision, die die anderen nicht geben können.
And it is, I honestly believe,
und ich glaube, ja, ehrlich,
Paul the Sixth was absolutely prophetic.
Dass Paul der Sechste absolut prophetisch war.
And we can never ever establish a culture life again.
Und wir können niemals eine Kultur des Lebens wieder hervorbringen.
Until we go back and apologize and say we are sorry.
Ohne dass wir zurückgehen, wirklich aus tiefem Herzen uns entschuldigen.
For not embracing and implementing the wisdom of God.
Dass wir diese Weisheit Gottes nicht umarmt und umgesetzt haben.
That was given to us on July 25th, 1968.
Die uns im Juli 1968 gegeben wurde.
By a man called Pope Paul the Sixth.
Durch Papst Paul der Sechste.
It is the answer.
Das ist die Antwort.
And until you go back to where you went offline, you'll never get to where you want to go.
Und wenn wir nicht dorthin zurückkehren, dann werden wir nicht weiterkommen.
I will tell you this, in America and indeed throughout the world, young people no longer are embarrassed or rejecting the teachings of the church in this whole area.
Ich sage euch, in Amerika ist es jetzt so, dass die jungen Leute diese Botschaft der Kirche nicht mehr zurückweisen.
They are embracing it.
Sie umarmen diese Botschaft.
They know it's right.
Sie wissen, dass es wahr ist.
Because they are the survivors of the rotten culture of death.
Denn sie sind die Überlebenden der schlimmen, verrotteten Kultur des Todes.
And so those that would get up and tell the church, say the church is wrong and they're right.
Und die, die sagen, die Kirche ist falsch und wir haben recht.
The young people write them off as dinosaurs.
Die jungen Leute sagen,
a dinosaur, something left over in the ancient ages, you know, prehistoric man. They're not men of vision. They're not leaders. Because we have seen where your leadership leads. It's no longer theoretical. You have created a moral desert. You have created a world without God. You have broken families. You have people who don't know who they are or why they exist. You are not our leaders. We will turn to the wisdom of God. And listen once again to the church in her magisterium, where the Spirit of God beats us. And so this afternoon we will continue to reflect on the wisdom of God as given to us by Holy Mother, the Church.
Und am Nachmittag werden wir noch mehr darüber hören, über die Weisheit Gottes, die uns durch die Mutter Kirche gegeben wird.
Thank you. Okay.